Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken.
But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the
Lord.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Father, the strength of all that put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we would please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Holy Prophet Jeremiah, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord.
St. John, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son, Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we would have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? This is the commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also.
This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray.
O gracious Father, God of love, who loving us from everlasting gave your Son unto death, that we who are be no longer enemies would desire to know the love that you have for us. Remove from our hearts tormenting fear, fill them with childlike faith and trust in you. Cleanse us from hatred and ill will. Incline us to render one to another kindly dispositions and service of love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
St. Luke, the 16th chapter. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus at his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he would dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great chasm fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. He said then, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he would testify to them, lest they would come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us that we would not despair in the day of want and trouble, nor in the day of plenty abuse your gifts or set our hearts upon things temporal, but in true faith and love wait patiently for another life, which when all earthly griefs are past, you will give to all who believe in you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Thank you.
caused many a grief and sleepless night, but I assure you, it is not that difficult. The rich man is not in everlasting torment because he was a naughty man and because he did not give to poor people. The gospel is not a matter of economics, though it is an equal opportunity employer, that is to say, it covers the world's sins and invites the world to the one who covers and atones. Yet, as our Lord reminds us always, that the poor you will always have with you. Doesn't mean, of course, to ignore them. Neither does it mean that it is possible to continually feed them. But that's, again, not the point of this parable. The point is very simply this, which Abraham mentions twice. Moses and the prophets. Moses and the prophets. Go and hear them. It is fascinating that, number one, the rich man has no name, which should give us a hint immediately that he's in trouble. It is Lazarus who has a name. Secondly, all we are told by our Lord is that the rich man dies. That's it. We are told Lazarus, of course, the angels were sent, carried him off into eternal glory at the bosom of Abraham, a description of every death in the Lord. The angels come to minister and to take us to our father Abraham. But what's fascinating here is that the rich man from Hades recognizes who Abraham is and calls him father. Every time that he is addressed, father. And I guess as a matter of spiritual amenity, at least once Abraham calls him son. What does this mean? At least he and his five brothers enveloped themselves in synagogue and temple. They probably went to Sunday school. They probably most definitely went to catechism. Did you hear me, Ryan? Catechism, yes, of course. Knows all about Father Abraham. Calls him father because he's the father of Isaac and Jacob and the descendants like the stars of the sky and sand of the shore. Knows all about him. No, he doesn't. He doesn't know anything about Father Abraham. Because he rests upon, I suspect, his lineage. And maybe even rests upon the knowledge of Sunday school stories, which, as we all know, is not eternal life. In your lifetime, you had the good things, rich man, and now Lazarus the bad. This is not comeuppance. This is not revenge. This is the definition of gospel. That is to say, that you, who are likened to Lazarus, suffer. And not only suffer, but at the feet of those who can take care of you and won't, in whatever form that suffering takes place. They will not do it because they don't believe. And because they don't believe, they are blind. Blind to only their own want. Here again, as Luke writes, the rich man fared sumptuously every day. And every day was like Thanksgiving. That is enough to at least to make me sick. But he does it because he's prideful and to show off his wealth. Do you think that I at least I do, that every day when he passes in and out of his home, he has to step over Lazarus. This is what unbelief looks like. And yet God is rich in his mercy and continues to proclaim Moses and the prophets in temple and synagogue, that which had enriched Lazarus. Why are these things important? Again, not merely to learn stories, but instead to learn about the one who is raised from the dead. This is Abraham's point. If your brothers, sir, will not listen to Moses, or rather Abraham and the prophets, or Moses and the prophets, they will not believe even if one actually was risen from the dead, because that's exactly what Moses and the prophets taught. Do you see how vital it is for all of us to be congregated in this temple, in this synagogue, these holy sanctified walls? Because when we come outside of these things, that Psalm 13 accompanies all of us, Lord, if I can use my own English, are you there? Are you listening to me? Come on. What's the problem here? My friends don't help me. My neighbors won't help me. Are you listening? What am I supposed to do? Outside of these walls live these people. Never mind what they wear or drive or where they live. The irony is that they're so rich in the world, but they're starving in their soul. Never mind what Lazarus is depicted like in your bulletin covers. And never mind how people depict you. Moses and the prophets are continually spoken here. These are not my words, but these great men. And the speaking is resurrection. Take from Paul from 1 Corinthians 15. At the last trumpet, which I believe is Jesus himself, at the twinkling of an eye, we will all be changed. Changed into his glorious body. That doesn't mean that we no longer have that wart full of five hairs on your face. Glorious meaning everlasting. Glorious, I suspect, meaning indescribable. How is this done? By enveloping yourselves in the place where Moses and the prophets are heard. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the creed and the prayers, please.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the spirit of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, we beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy, we beseech you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Sue Tin, Brenda, Emily, and Charlotte. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of you, Jerusalem.
Heavenly Father, bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Be with you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Power and might, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you have created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take the body of Jesus, given up the death for you. Take and drink the blood of Jesus, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Thank you.
the table of the Lord.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, are free. We stand for the Te Deum.
Lord, I have trusted in your mercy, and my heart will rejoice in your salvation. I sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.
Yeah.